Welcome to Heart, Hustle, and Humor, a show for dedicated, hardworking, fun entrepreneurs and business owners who want to build a business bigger than their own satisfaction. We all know heart got you started, hustle made it happen, and humor got you through it. This is the only place you can get inspired and motivated by my guests who are using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their business. It's time to dream higher. Today's episode is brought to you by Kaleidoscope Media Services. Kaleidoscope Media Services helps professionals scale their business by adding digital products for success. I'm your host, Dr. T. Welcome to another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. I'm your host, Dr. T. And in studio today, I have Karen Abrams, and I am just so excited you're here. This has been a long time coming. So thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up today.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. And you're right, it's been a long time coming. So it's like, when do I get to talk to her?
I know, right? It's so true. Awesome. We met and I just loved your energy. I love the work you're doing. So I'm going to share with our listeners some of the stuff that you're doing because it is amazing work. Karen is a UCLA educated entrepreneur, master theta healer, gifted intuitive, and international best-selling author. For 20 years, she has helped entrepreneurs and professionals release self-sabotaging habits and gain confidence, financial security, and personal fulfillment. Karen works with clients worldwide to transform their subconscious beliefs and break free from the trapped emotions, traumas, and limiting mindsets to build the financial and personal success they desire and deserve. She is known for integrating her energetic work with practical tools to bring about powerful results. She has a keen sense of humor, and that's why she's here. She has insights and healing abilities have made her a rising star on radio, podcasts, and the international telesummit circuit in the human potential movement. And this is why I had to have you here so we can talk about heart, hustle, and humor.
Awesome. Well, I'm ready to go. All right. Can't even crack
All right. Get us ready, right? Okay. Yeah. We've got some calisthenics going on, having some fun. Well, first of all, I just have to ask you, I know you love the space you're working in, but what brought you to this amazing work you're doing?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's two things that brought me there. The first one was really I was 17 years old and my mom was diagnosed with late stage ovarian cancer. The doctors predicted she'll live 18 months with chemotherapy and 6 months without. Mm-hmm. And she just decided she wasn't leaving her kids. So what she did was she just did everything she could do to get better. I don't discount anybody's journey. She was lucky that she said that and she was able to keep her word on that, you know? So that meant that she did everything conventional. She had a double dose of chemotherapy from UCLA, from the best doctors in the country. She had a therapist. She had a meditation teacher. She had a psychic healer. She had an art therapist, acupressure, anything and everything, family therapy. We did everything we could do together and that she did by herself so that she could find out what was really going on, the full meaning of why she got sick. And she made it through. She never got a recurrence. And when she passed away, she was 76, so almost 77. So she got to see her kids grow up, her kids get married, to have really meaningful relationships with her grandkids. Mm-hmm. So she had a full life. And I'm so grateful for all that time that I got to spend with her. Even though I miss her, I'm so grateful for what we got.
Well, that is wonderful because we do learn from how we see. And you're right. Everybody has their own journey that they travel down.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes we do get into this. We're all entrepreneurs. Right. We're striving to run our business. We're striving to grow our business. How are you helping people sort of overcome that self-talk that we get that cycle of sabotage that we do to ourselves?
There's a lot of things, but it's mainly the technique that I use that does all the heavy lifting that I don't have to. So I do some work that's called theta healing. And what theta healing is a simple meditation that allows you to connect to your inner wisdom, God source, whatever that name is for you, and your subconscious mind so that you have that loving energy inside your subconscious mind. And we figure out what are the bottom beliefs that are holding you back. I'm nothing. I'm worthless. Nothing I ever do is going to ever make a difference in my life. You know, the ones that just hit you in the heart and in the gut. And so we're able to energetically, with your permission, change those beliefs. And then we also have access to your subconscious mind and the trapped emotions that are there that could have been there for generations and the stuff that you've experienced. So that's bitterness and trauma, anger, those things that have been around a long time that create a very easy trigger, right? There's some things we all have triggers somewhere, right? Don't say that, right?
That's right.
It's not about you. It's about what I'm living my past immediately. And so when you're in that theta brainwave state, actually your mind can talk to your body. And so once again, with your permission, you can release these old toxic emotions and replace them with unconditional love and understanding and compassion. And what happens is when you can change those, your most damaging beliefs, into your most powerful and positive ones. And when you can replace those old toxic emotions with your most supportive and uplifting ones, you just start feeling better and lighter. And as you know, when you feel better and lighter, you start making decisions in support of yourself. The dynamics in your relationships start to change in your favor in a loving way. And then even just the cherry on top is that all that resistance you had to doing that work that you know you need to do, that you've heard from great coaches and great successful people, all this, I should be going out and doing videos. I should be doing, right? That you're like, oh, and excuse, or I'm just terrified and I'm never going to do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
All those walls start coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to step over them and start moving forward in a more powerful way than you were able to before, because you didn't know why you weren't doing it. You just knew that you weren't. And you're like, darn it, I know I should do that. So that just shifts things on a whole different level. And what I always say is that all change is welcome. So even the subtle stuff, I always say, if you point a cannon just 1 degree west, 300 miles away, it's going to go to a totally different town.
Right?
Our life is a journey. Yeah. The little changes that we make will take us somewhere completely different and somewhere much better than if you decide to hold on with your fear and your shame and your embarrassment and your doubts and stay there when you know that you're smarter than this. You know that you're more talented than what you're allowing yourself to do. And you're more expansive than you know that you really are, or that you're allowing yourself to be, excuse me. That's where the work is. I always say it's the lightest way of letting go of the heaviest things in my life.
Mm.
And so you're not revisiting the corner where you got hit by the bus and you're laying in the corner going, you're saying, this energy, man, that's holding you back. Would you like to release it now and learn what you're meant to learn and then move on? And when that can happen, anything can happen.
Yes. You know, I found when I was younger and, you know, I had a lot of self-doubt, just everything creeped in. And yet people outside of myself, other people around me always said, you're great. You're so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that support and all of that conversation for me, I was almost fearful because it put me into a position of, okay, now I have to be successful.
Right.
And it wasn't until I turned the corner when I finally said, okay, wait a second. It's okay. I don't know everything. It's okay. And became okay with making mistakes. Okay with, quite frankly, looking stupid on stage. You got to make a couple mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, wow, I'm okay. This wasn't the end of the world. And then it's sort of this progress. And I love how you put it. You love talking about breaking down people's inner barriers to making more money and bringing more success into their lives. You teach them healing your inner critic, and you actually call it the inner bully.
My
gosh, that's so great.
It's true. There are many forms of the inner bully. There are many forms of it. So it's very stealth. Sometimes very obvious and sometimes very stealth.
Yeah. So for you personally, you are an entrepreneur. And as you have kind of traveled through the work you're doing or your experiences, what do you think was one of your challenges that you see reoccurring in other people? And the advice you can give entrepreneurs to help with their mindset.
Mm. One of the biggest things is really that it takes energy and action, right? So what you think about, you talk about, what you talk about, you bring about, right?
Yeah.
And what we're feeling is part of that. And what happens is that when we're talking about like who we're being, like, I feel stuck. I'm never going to get anywhere. And you feel it, right? You're attracting that energy towards you. We're all human beings. We all do it. So we can go, you know, I'm such a whatever and bad, and I'm so frustrated. And why didn't that work? And this probably means nothing will work. Bah, right. We can do all of those sorts of things and then just come back and collect ourselves. Right. Just get it out and come back and understand that the best thing to do is really to find that best feeling thought and collect yourself again and understand what's going on. So it's like we believe that our past is going to dictate our future. And it's really the present that dictates our future. So if you get into that space, like I always say, this is really cool. You know, when you're saying, I'm afraid I'm going to go broke, right? I'm afraid because of COVID, I'm never going to have another customer again. I'm afraid because I did all the things I was supposed to do and I only got one person in my class or something like that. You know, you've got to come back to who you are right now. And you can express your fears in a way, actually, that you don't focus on them, because a fear is a hyper focus on a bad outcome. Okay.
Yes.
Right. It's just a hyper focus on that. Just like you can be optimistic and hyper focus on that. And so to be more kind of optimistically accurate, what you can say is, and what I'm really looking forward to is finding all the right ways to get more people into my class. What I'm really looking forward to is making more money than I am right now, because it's been tough. In the past, it's been tough in the recent past about that. So what I'd like to do is I'm really looking forward to more ease in finding the answers that I really need to move myself and move my business forward in this new clip and in this new way. So you're still accurately saying what's going on. And that's really more the truth, because the moment we step in that hole, in that pothole, and we just stay there, we feel like we can't get out. And it's not true. It's not true. We just got to start noticing what around us is working and start acknowledging it, because what you focus on grows. Look, I've got a beautiful house. I've got an amazing relationship. I've got an amazing family. My heart beats all night without my having to wake up and restart it.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things. You start back here and you move up into just to change those feelings, because the more optimistic, the more hopeful you feel, the more clear you get, like with the work that I do, and the more joy you bring in, you're like, oh, I got to do this work today. That's going to be fun, you know, or stuff that's not, you're like, you know what? I understand what I'm going to get out of it. So it's going to be great. And so you just got to shift those things. And on a daily basis, we've got a whole lot going on out there right now.
Yeah, we do.
And it's crazy sometimes. And I'll wake up sometimes and I'll be like, whoa, what is this? Because I wake up and it's like, it's hell in a handbasket. It's all going away. Loser democracy, and women will never be able to do anything, and it's going to be bad. And then I go, oh, wait, that's the collective. That's not me.
Yeah.
You know, that's not me. I gotta come back. And so I do some energy clearing and just get rid of all that energy that I'm picking up from other people and then the collective. And then I go, oh, that actually wasn't mine. And so we have to be able to recognize what's ours and what isn't, so that we're not riding on somebody else's boat all the way to the edge of the waterfall.
Yes. And I've actually stood on the edge of the Victoria Falls. So sometimes you feel like that. And it happens to me when I'm driving, like if I have to drive a long ways. And so when I'm feeling at that, I'm like, I'm just going to turn on some good music and just dance it out the car so I can show up to wherever I'm going with this good energy, this good attitude, this take that deep breath and be open to. The underlying thing is when we have this great energy and we're in a good place, we open ourselves up for so much opportunity in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I mean,
so much.
It's like things just start to happen. And I also think when we're open as entrepreneurs, we're giving ourselves in a different way to our clients to help them. And that's what's so important. This conversation is great. You know, with all of that, I think sometimes people are trying to have this enlightened attitude or this positive attitude, right? But life gets to us and the hustle starts creeping in, and it's sort of, where are we going with that? In the whole hustle area, how do you manage your wonderful family, your community work, your entrepreneurship without it just getting to you? What are you doing?
Well, sometimes I do it poorly.
And we love the honesty here.
Sometimes I totally suck at it. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I don't prioritize correctly and I do the little things that are going to just give me a little boost because I feel like I need that little zets just to get going. And when the big thing is looming and I'm like, oh, this would be a good time to clean up my desk, you know?
Yes.
And I haven't talked to that other person in so long. So just so you know, I run in circles too.
Yeah.
And so when I get into the hustle and I can do it, you know, it's all about moving forward, I think, in your own style. I think there's a lot of this never giving up kinds of things. And I wanted to say something that just popped in my head about when you get into the mindset stuff that starts messing with you that I think happens in the hustle. So that's why I'm going to bring it up here is that sometimes we look at other people and we get really jealous, you know, or we're like, oh, that person's coming on it and they're going, well, my whole life is perfect and I've got 75 cars and I don't even know what that's my problem in the morning. I can't figure out which one to do. And I'm making $10 million a year. And as much as we don't want to feel jealous, we feel jealous. And one of the things that I found out about jealousy is that it's really just about being stuck. And so that when you feel jealous, just go, oh, where am I stuck? Like, it's okay that you're jealous, but where am I stuck?
Yeah.
Because then you can do something about where you're stuck. So anytime I get triggered that way, that's where I go. I go straight to that. And I also do this other thing that's really wonderful that is I say, I acknowledge, I accept, and I allow it. And so what I do is I'll reserve the embarrassing emotion. You start with this, I get that, and then you fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
I feel jealous about so-and-so, or I'm angry because they're successful. Whatever it is, the really embarrassing thing that we're feeling that we don't want to admit to anyone. You don't have to do this in front of anyone. I know, I realize I'm doing it in front of everyone right now, but then I'll take one on the chin for everybody here. So you just say, I get that. I feel jealous that so-and-so is doing better than I am. And I feel like I'm 10 times as smart as they're, right? And then you say, I acknowledge it, I accept it, and I allow it. And what that does is it takes a judgment out. Because we judge ourselves so harshly. That's why I do all this inner critic work and inner bully work.
Yeah.
We push ourselves into this corner and we tell ourselves we're bad for feeling it. Well, when you tell yourself you're bad or lame or stupid or anything like that and unworthy for feeling that, or that I'll get attacked by the shoulds, right?
Yes.
All the shoulds, then you're never going to get out of the corner. But when you acknowledge it, you accept it, and you allow it, it adds space. And what I found is it just gives room for this belief, this feeling in the moment to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because emotions, they come for a good reason, but they're also supposed to leave. That's why babies are so amazing, because they go, right?
Right.
Get it out, whatever it is they can be. Yeah. And then they go back to do, I'm happy, right? Until something else, right? Something else happens and they start screaming, crying, and then they're fine again, right?
Yeah.
They just get it. And we have this thing going on here, right?
Constantly
doing that. And the phones make it so much worse.
Oh, yes.
Say sarcastically, so much better. And so we've been able to follow our impulses too quickly. What's going on with that? Let me just check it out. And it's fun and it's entertaining and it's made us more impulsive. And so our thoughts go faster and they want to be answered immediately, right?
Yes.
And we can't always answer our thoughts immediately. And so it's important for us to just be able to acknowledge, accept, and allow, just to give yourself space, give yourself room, and then you can move into what you need to be doing.
Acknowledge, accept, and allow.
Right.
And that is something I really want my listeners to take away, because often you're heard, these people are out there, don't have these negative thoughts, don't be jealous, don't do this, don't do that. And it's like, well, we're human beings.
Right.
We have the emotion. And just because we think it for a moment doesn't mean we've created it in the energy of the universe. We're acknowledging it and it feels freeing.
Right. It does. And remember that the contrast that you're feeling in your life, and this is from Abundance Masters and people have been saying this for generations, a contrast in your life is going to help you figure out what you do want. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's okay to know what you don't want, because the flip side is what you do. And so that's a really great place to look into and go, even when you're feeling like crap, you can go, oh, then I actually do have the menu for what, you know, what I need to aim for and what my goals are.
Yeah. looking at sort of the technical and the tactical things about freeing up time. And, you know, over at Kaleidoscope Media Services, we're always helping people build their e-learning workshops, automating their business, creating membership sites, creating communities, because we feel that's obviously the future. Mm-hmm. And I know you've done some work and you have an evergreen that you're producing and you have some other ways you're getting your message to the larger audience. And I want you to share what that is so our audience knows how they can leverage some of your products.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to start with the free one, if you don't mind.
That's perfect.
The free one is that on Tuesdays, I'm actually, and that's not automated because it's me. So I'm not answering your question. I'm avoiding your question in the moment quite blatantly. On my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thinktheta, I do something called Tuesday tune-ups. And ooh, those are just 10 to 15 minute healings that I do on any topic. If you want to go into my Facebook page, then you could write some requests. And I just do like a 10 or 15 minute healing every Tuesday so that whatever's going on for you, boom, we can nail it. We can move it out. I help you release all that energy, like we were talking about at the beginning, that in the collective and all that sort of stuff, so that you can kind of start your week really well and kind of hop along there just to get an idea of what I do. And the more automated things that I have, and I'm hoping you think this is automated, and if not, I'll be calling you after the show. We'll be having another meeting, is I have these products that are on my site already. Yep. And I have one called Making Business Life Happen, which is all about healing your upper limit problems. You know, when you hit that ceiling, healing mm-hmm. those upper limit problems of when you're doing your business, the life things that happen, you know, somebody gets sick, somebody dies, I'm scared of speaking in public, I have clutter all over my desk, those kinds of things, and helping you to heal all of those upper limit problems about, ooh, I don't know how to negotiate and that freaks me out.
Oh,
and so all of those sorts of things, everything that happens in life as you're doing your business. Mm-hmm. I had a business mentor who said that business was one of the most powerful tools for self-development that there are. Isn't that true? Because you just, you have no one else to make responsible except for yourself. If I don't have any clients, I cannot blame my wife. I would like to, I wish it was her fault. I wish it was my kid's fault. Not, it's me. So you got to be able to go, if it's on me, I better figure out what that thing is and work it out, because it's going to show up in my bank account, or worse, it's not going to show up in my bank account. Right.
Yeah.
And so you got to be aware of that. I've got a very low price product, a $47 product called Kicking the Habit, which is about using theta healing to change the bad money habits into good ones.
Yes.
So that one's really great. That's a three-part video and audio series. That's really fun. No, that's a really cool thing to do to also dip your toe in the water. I've got another evergreen thing I have called Family Survival Kit, which is all about healing the triggers that get, shall I say, stomped on by your family members when you go visit them. And so when you heal them, you're going to have a great time with them, I promise.
Okay. Everybody needs to get a hold of that now before the holidays.
Yeah.
They're coming up.
There.
Thanksgiving, all the holidays are coming up.
Yeah. And, you know, the lucky thing about all that is now that because of COVID and that people couldn't see their family, I think there was a lot more appreciation for them than there ever was. But now that we're going back, you're going to get annoyed again.
Yes.
Help yourself. Please help yourself before you kill anyone. And finally, I have one more product on there that's about just helping people go through the grieving process called Good Grief. So that goes through all the five stages of denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, and help people go through those stages. We all go through them at different times. We all take as long as we're going to take. So it's not a matter of telling you it's going to go quicker, but it's just going to go deeper and you're going to lift out a lot more, and you can just do it when you're ready to do it. So it's wonderful work though. I love it.
See,
so am I automated?
You are such a role model to all those people that are like, oh, I do this kind of work. I can't do any courses. I can't do any workshops. Listen, it's about getting our message out, and you are so in tune with who you work with, the passion you have, and what you want to teach. And because of that, the opportunity for people to connect with you through all your products on your website is, I love, love, love it. So you're the role model.
Well,
I'm sure we can help you with a few other things, but you're our role model.
Oh, well, does that mean I'm automated? Does that mean I did something right?
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and with that, I got to just say, you love funny in your family. Yeah. You've got a funny family and
yes,
you guys just having fun. And how do you make fun and laughter and humor all a part of this work you do?
Well, you know, I do really deep work. I'm really creating this space for people to feel safe being vulnerable and admit what's going on for them and help them find that space. If I can find a moment that it's okay to laugh, then we'll just bring that humor in. If it's not okay, you know, it's so funny. You know, I came from this very sarcastic family. You know, I've been doing this work for 20 years. So you learn a lot along the way, right?
Yeah.
And so I think I was a bit of a frustrated comedian at the beginning because I'd be in it and then I would say something sarcastic. The problem is when you're doing this work, you're in the theta brainwave state. So you're just really susceptible to suggestions and you're kind of high, is the best way I can put it. Mm. You're just pleasantly relaxed. You're not thinking about sarcasm. So I would come in and be like, oh, I'm going to be so funny right here. They're going to love this. And it didn't really work. They were like, what? I'm like, no, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. So I had to learn kind of the hard way that I had to watch where I put humor and what kind of humor into the work, because there are places where you just honor the depth that somebody's going to. And then there's places you just honor the lightness. And it's those places where humor is okay. And I remember that now. I've known that for a long time. And I remember that now. So yeah, that's what I do. And just, you know, I don't know. I just grew up, both my parents, even though they were divorced, were very funny people. So I got it on both sides. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's just some days, you know, you just got to laugh because not all of our decisions are going to work out. And but I also think surrounding ourselves with people who, you know, are just good people that like to laugh, like to have a good time. And it's not the ha ha laugh necessarily.
Right.
It's just surrounding ourselves with just amazing people in our life. We're coming up on our time here. What's that last little nugget? You've given us so many that you want to leave the listeners with?
God, that's a really great question. I think that the more authentic you are, the better.
Yeah.
Because we're in this unusual, unique place in history. There are people who are promoting things that aren't so positive for their own reasons. And then there is this whole other movement that people are being rewarded for that is all about authenticity. We're living in a really unique and beautiful time. Extreme? Yes. There's this one and this one, right?
Yeah.
And you get to decide what camp you get to be. But I say choose being authentic because it's going to, not only it's going to help you, it's going to help your clients. It's going to help yourself to understand if you're really authentic about how you're feeling in the moment, it's really going to help you be able to move forward and find what you need to find to live more of a happy life. I think that that's important, and bringing yourself to the top of the list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a mom. I am a wife. I am a daughter of an aging parent. You know, he's 87 years old and he wants a lot of love and attention. And I understand that. So it's very easy for me to take care of everybody else before myself. And I still have to remind myself, you've got to come back to the top of the list and just do things that make you feel joyful. You know, pick up your guitar, take that joyful little impulse. You're like, ooh, I want to go do that right now. And as long as it's not taking you away from like a high level meeting or something.
Right.
As long as you're not doing anything or you're really going to shoot yourself in the foot, honor it, because you'll gain so much more faith in yourself.
Yeah.
When you do that, because I think the people we break promises to the most are ourselves. So if you bring back those little impulses of joy and go, oh, okay, I'm going to do that right now. Instead of look up this guy on my phone, you know, who sounds interesting because he's a coach and I don't know, he just whatever, you know, did this weird thing in basketball, whatever it is, you just take that moment and go grab something that really makes you happy and bring that in, because that joy is going to do far more for you than just one more thing in your business.
Wow. Even the puppies decided they wanted to get in on that little nugget. That is such a great way to end our conversation today. Everybody, you've got to reach out to Karen Abrams. Karen, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is thinktheta.com, T-H-I-N-K, thinktheta, T-H-E-T-A.com. Just go on and contact me. My phone number is there. Perfect. My email is there. Give me a yodel. I'd love to talk to you and see, you know, if this is the right match for you. I'm always interested only in if it's a good fit, because the bad fit doesn't help anybody.
Well, no, and the work you do is so important that it has to be that perfect fit. All right. So everybody out there, we're going to put that contact information in our show notes so everybody has that. Thank you so much for being in studio today. I really, really loved our conversation.
Oh, me too. Anytime. This was so much fun. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. T.
This has been another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. When you like it, share it. We appreciate it. And be sure you subscribe. Until next time, hashtag dream higher.
Are you a professional looking to take your business to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go to kaleidoscopemediaservices.com. Check it out. And if you feel you are ready, then set up a time to talk to me and my co-founder, Laura Neubauer. I'm your host, Dr. T. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends.